welcome back, and we have Tim Alexander here. Tim, there's so many events going on, so many things. In the first hour, I had Joel Skousen on, so we got an interesting perspective from Joel on a lot of the issues worldwide in the current assembling of the cabinet for Donald Trump, the actions in Syria, the issues of the no vote in with Mr. Renzi quitting in Italy, the defeat of the far-right leader in Austria with the assemblage of people around the Green Party.
Yeah, I was sad about that because I think he was a pretty good guy, but go ahead.
Yeah, and I think what happened is that they rallied enough forces, they managed to turf him out, but I have a feeling that the issues in Austria are not dead. The people there are pretty upset by what's going on in Germany and Austria. And now, believe it or not, I got the report from Drudge that apparently they got a burqa on Angela Merkel. She's now got a burqa ban she's calling for. So she must be realizing that she can smell the spoiling meat, and she's a spoiling
meat. She has the audacity to run for a fourth term.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're going to ship 100,000 refugees out of the country, they say. Well, 100,000, they only let in 2,100,000 the last year or so. So, you know, it's a joke, you know. It's like, okay, I stole $1 million from you, but I'm going to give you $100,000 back, so everything's okay. You know,
right.
No, it's not okay.
Right.
Look, one of the things that I believe that motivated the group of retired generals to go to see Donald Trump over a year ago and ask him to run for president to save the country was the fact that they see what's happening in Europe and they see the start of it here. They realize that the attempt is to destroy not only Europe and North America, but all pan-European nations, Australia, New Zealand, United States, Canada, as well as Europe itself, our culture, our history, our economics, our freedoms, our institutions, and, of course, most importantly, the Christian religion.
Right.
And this is what the globalists do. And but before they get to their final game, of course, they'll want the Third World War to physically eliminate most people on the planet. Now, that's a demonic agenda. It's not a rational, logical agenda. It's an agenda that even a uneducated person can say, well, you're going to get us all killed. And you will get us all killed. And it will be a life extinction event for the human race if the others start a 21st century-based Third World War, a 21st century weapon-based Third World War. Cellular, advanced biological, and nuclear, that's not survivable. So anyway, we have President Trump. I think the man is determined to make a real difference to save this country. You'll notice that there's a difference between how he's treating Russia and how he's treating China, and I think that there's grounds for that. I think China has benefited from our kind of gradual demise. The globalists have shipped untold number of factories and technology to China, leaving our people out of work. And when that gets reversed under Trump, that's going to hurt the Chinese economy. But I think the Chinese are very much like Imperial Japan in the 1930s. They've gotten too big for their britches, and there's almost a common Asiatic attitudes about war. And
let me summarize it. It's we win, you lose. It's not win-win. You're dealing with the Asian mindset. They don't necessarily want you to win. Now, it was Trump. He's going to make deals where both sides can win. And he's for improved trade and increased trade, but fair trade. Trade where both parties get something out of it. You know.
And I think there are a lot of people are very concerned about the Iranians, and rightly so. But here's my concern is you have to remember if you decide to push for war with Iran, Iran does not. If she has some nukes, it's a very limited number. It's not a grave threat to the world. But what she has that's a grave threat to not only all the countries around her, including Israel, but to the entire world, is this advanced biological weapons program based on recombinant DNA genetic engineering technology that when
it's a direct transfer from the BioPrepRat program to the Soviet Union.
Right, exactly. And they hired many of their top scientists, and they basically took over the program, and that was about 21, 22 years ago. And that gives them a global strategic a warfighting ability that's roughly the equal of thermonuclear warfare. You just don't have to have the ICBMs. You don't get the big blast, but you still get the dead people. And so we have to be very careful with Iran. That doesn't mean that we have to roll over for Iran. I think Jimmy Carter's greatest mistake is when they seized our people. If I had been him, I would have picked three sites out in the desert and mountains, and I would have popped three nukes, and I would have said, do I have your attention now? All of our diplomats on a plane out of the country, safe and sound, in 24 hours, or the next three will be on Tehran and your holy city, Qom, and a few other places.
Well,
do I have your attention?
One of the things I talked about with Joel is that a couple of interesting factors. Number one, all of the terrorism we see is from Sunni. It's not from Iran. Number two, it turns out that the agreement that supposedly was signed between Iran and America was never signed. It was brought to the Security Council, and they have an automatic thing that triggers if they violate any of the precepts of this agreement, which is pretty extensive, including conventional weapons. It authorizes the United Nations to do an attack on Iran. So it's basically set up for a future trigger to attack Iran. Iran basically shouldn't be given a delay to operate and develop nuclear weapons. I don't think we should allow proliferation of weapons at all.
But no, I agree with you.
But this agreement, which was put in the UN, was to make sure that if they did even minor violations, Iran's going to get attacked. Now, we talked about this with Bill Salas, and who's done a biblical analysis of the scriptures, and it's very evident that the area of Iran is going to be nuked in the future. It's going to be attacked. It's also obvious from the scriptures that the burden of the desert of the sea, which is Saudi Arabia and Riyadh, is also going to get nuked. So there's going to be a nuclear war in the Middle East where eastern Iran, which is the area of Elam and the area near Isfahan, the capital of Media, and the area of Saudi Arabia, are going to get nuked in the future. These are, by the way, the globalist plans. Just like Joel says, they are delaying the decapitation of our military, even if they have the U.S. Space Shield in full operation, say, in a decade. They're delaying it because they want a global government to take over everything and not hit population centers. So we have to use space chess here to realize that even when we don't think we're being manipulated because this is the mushroom media. They keep us in the dark and feed us BS, or they make us believe one set of agenda on one level of the space chess when there's two or three levels higher that are going on that we don't even perceive as happening. Which is,
exactly.
It's amazing to me. And you're able to discern a lot of that. So is Joel. That's why I have you guys that are top-notch on the program, because a lot of even alternative media are off.
We do, Bill, but, you know, we're not insiders. We don't, and you know what? Even the insiders don't know.
You don't know. You don't have to be. I'll tell you why you don't have to be, because you can look at the logic of what they're doing, and most of it is actually pretty infantile. If you actually discern that, number one, that what's obvious on the surface isn't the truth, that there's something behind it, just like the fact that Joe mentioned that neither America or Iran signed this, but it was brought to the United Nations to trigger off an attack in the future in Iran. And, of course, the reason why they set up and we support ISIS and ISIL, supported by Israel and America, is to take Syria, because you can't attack Iran if Syria still exists, because they can pummel and overwhelm the Iron Dome system over Israel. So the globalists have an agenda, and they're not going to win. They're not going to take out Assad. And as a result, their whole game is over in the Middle East. It's done.
Yeah, well, probably, but I mean,
as long as Russia's there, as Russia said, as Putin said to the president of Turkey, who by the way is on side now, he'll pretend he's not, but he's actually kissing Putin's butt. The fact is that Turkey's not.
Well, that stream, what do they call it? The Russian natural gas stream is going to, that they're now building through Turkey. This is a flow of cash that will go into the pocket of the president of Turkey.
Yeah, I know. He's just saying, right now, him and his son are going to make billions on this deal, and Russia's laughing to the bank. Well, American foreign policy is playing this game with ISIS, and they set up the civilian population of Aleppo now being held by al-Nusra that we support, and they won't let them escape, so they actually even move hospitals into bombing zones where Russia can be accused of bombing hospitals. They've moved directly into the strikes.
I think
using human shields. It's ridiculous.
Standing back even further from it, I think the strategy that the Israelis have pushed and have tried to get us, and usually successfully, to go along with, of being kind of the bad guy as far as Syria and some countries are concerned, I think it's self-defeating. I think this has empowered the Iranians. Remember, the Shuntis are almost enemies, I mean, blood enemies of the Shiites. And it's by giving them a common enemy, they have facilitated their presence in Lebanon and in Syria. Iran is not a frontline state, nor are they an Arab state. And
they're not a terrorist state. They've not done one incident. And then when I hear them saying they're the lead terror nation, I'm thinking, where the hell are you getting this? This is not true.
Well, there's been so much so-called terrorism done.
It's all Sunni.
Yeah, by the United States or our allies.
Yeah, but there's not one instance where these mullahs and Iran and the Shiite Islam, it's all Wahhabism. And even Bashar al-Assad, who's an eye doctor trained in London, who's the current president of Syria, says it's all Wahhabism. And he's a Shiite, which still has some Catholic traditions because they allow the Shiites.
He's actually an Alawite.
Yeah, he's an Alawite, yeah. Which is a Shiite, yeah. Which is basically a version of Shiite Islam. But the Jews are at the table in Syria. The Catholics are there, the Syrian Catholics. They don't persecute the Sunnis. They're not in a cultural or religious war there. It's the only nation in the Middle East that's not been Balkanized. And even in Iran,
I think it's a terrible mistake to try to balkanize them. I think it's a mistake from Israel's point of view, and it's a mistake from America's point of view. And
exactly.
I think the fact that we have associated and in many ways directly and indirectly supported ISIS is not only shocking and anti-American, it's evil and it's opposite of the strategic policy the United States government should be taking. I mean, these are the scum of the scum.
Right. Well, these are people
that literally crucify people and slit their throats and everything else because they're Christians.
Right. Well,
unacceptable.
Let me tell you this factoid. It's 4 or 5 years ago that the Jews in America, under the U.S. government, tried to get Jews to quote leave Iran because of the so-called regime. The Jews there, you know what they said? We're happy here. We do business here. We get along with everybody. What are you talking about? So people need to understand the same with Orthodox Christians and others in Iran. They're not. I'll tell you what, they're getting persecuted when they do industrial espionage or military espionage. Then they're going to get in trouble because America has got these guys on their radar. They know full well. That's why they're developing their own military system. They're making, procuring drones and other missiles.
I think Iran was far better off under the Shah.
Of course, it was.
That it is under the mullahs.
But remember, the Shah of Iran was told by the CIA, "We're taking you out, and we're going to put in the Ayatollah Khomeini." I have Iranian and Kurdish friends from Iran that as early as just this summer told me specifically how the CIA told them, and they've even seen the videos.
He said there were six individuals or something like that, a small number of individuals that were ultimately responsible for it. He said that in exile.
Right. And the fact is that CIA brought in the Ayatollah Khomeini, made sure the audio tapes were copied, so there was 1.5 million people there at the Tehran airport when he arrived. Everything was manipulated and controlled by the CIA. They even told the Shah of Iran, we're taking you out.
Yeah. As bad as they said that his secret police, the Shabak. Yeah, they were pansies compared to what the mullahs put in power. In fact, had they been tough, they would have solved the problem long before it became a serious problem. with the Iranians. But, you know, I think you have a common thread that repeats itself in the Middle East, where behind the scenes, certain powers, Western powers, and usually Israel too, they support people that are basically their enemy for various various strategic goals, and it's really stupid, and it serves the interests of the globalist, but I don't think it serves the interests of the Israel. I don't think it serves the interests of the American people. Well, and look at all these idiots flooding Europe. Some were at least initially driven by the wars. Many are just purely economic.
They're driven by three things. The first one is drought, which, by the way, we've created. It's not like idiots like this Al Gore. We've created because we've modified the upper atmosphere so that the gravity waves coming in from deep space, which, by the way, we talked about with Ann on Friday, and on Saturday we did our videos. The Noctilucent clouds are being affected by gravity waves that are affecting the Earth's volcanism and earthquakes. But Al Gore met with Trump, because Trump really doesn't understand these things. He said he had a good discussion. It's like, are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding. I'm just...
It's interesting. Trump is sitting in his Trump Tower, and he's had all kind of people, including Kissinger and just all kind of characters come in. I think he's trying to be presidential. He's talking to people that obviously, in many cases, hate him. He's doing the right thing, but it of course the media automatically so and so he's being considered for Secretary of State, and I don't think a lot of this they even know what they're talking about.
Right,
to be honest. Mm-hmm. But we will see. I think Trump
when I see already it makes me pause. I'm concerned because I see basically novice. Appointments and actions that show that he really doesn't understand, let's say, 9/11, doesn't understand conspiracy theory, which, by the way, it's a theory because it's based on evidence, doesn't understand the fact, for example, that Iran, that America and Iran never signed this agreement. It's a UN agreement to trigger a war attack against Iran, and they won't dare do it with Russia there as long as Syria is still present and a danger to Israel. So everything that's going on has got multiple layers to it. And people don't see through this, and it's disturbing to have the leader of the nation not get good advisors that are telling him what's really going on, which we talk about with experts like Joel Skousen and yourself. That's why they should listen to us, because they don't understand. If we citizen broadcasters can figure this out with our contacts, which, by the way, are not only inside these agencies, but also in the regular media, as well as supernatural and just plain logic, we put facts one-on-one together. I mean, if you know the agreement wasn't signed, if you know what really is going on here, you realize that that Iran is being set up, but it's for a future date because they can't take out Syria.
Do you know what the number one strategic goal of the new Trump administration should be? The number one goal?
Jobs.
Avoid World War III.
Well, exactly, yeah. Avoid World War III. And by the way, the first thing they're doing is the right thing in Syria. I personally think that Russia is reexerting its czaristic attentions for not the Soviet Union, but just czarist Russia. I don't think Russia people have to understand this, the history of Russia. Russia has never attacked another nation unless they were called in or attacked first. When the tanks rolled across, by the way, we built the tanks for the Russians to attack Germany before the war. Did you know that? That was a Volga River plant.
We built them
Volga River plant built by Ford.
Ford
truck facility built the tanks at the Volga River.
Of course.
So
yeah.
We were planning and putting this all together and pulling Russia, like, as I say, hooks in their jaws to come down for war. Russia has no history.
It wasn't us. It was the globalists, you see.
Right. Yeah. Russia has no intentions of a global empire where they take over the world. Neither does China. They just want territory.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Let's go over your newsletter. What's the latest issues that are impinging that you're seeing going on? The assemblage of the cabinet, the issues in Syria, the issues in Italy and in Le Pen.
Well, I like the fact that he appointed Dr. The black neurosurgeon that ran for president, Dr.
Head of Carter. Yeah. Ben Carson.
Yeah, Carson, as head of housing and urban development. He has been opposed. He said it's just a socialist scheme, this plan of the Obama administration to force low-income housing in every neighborhood in America. In other words, you may be in a subdivision with houses that cost $2 million. But they'll build in that subdivision maybe some apartments or something for welfare people. I think that's nutty. I don't think it's good for either the welfare people or the people in the subdivision. I think it's just a socialist insanity, And I'm glad to see that we're going to have somebody, Dr. Carlson, as HUD secretary, that's strongly opposed to it. You know, it's this kind of crazy diversity nonsense that you see in Europe. My guy in Canada that does artwork for me, he's great. And I've got on my blog today, I've run this before. It shows a picture of a number of probably Somali so-called refugees in Europe, and they're running down the road. And there's maybe a dozen or so of them, and the lead guy, he's got a machete.
Huh.
And he's got a something covering part of his face, and the caption at the top says, "Here comes the diversity," and the bottom it says, "You are about to be culturally enriched." And of course, this guy's got this great big machete running right at you. It's like political correctness, which, by the way, is only about 30 years old in America, and it's really anti-American. It's like there's no common sense, you know. It's this the political libtard nonsense that we won't talk about reality, and speaking about reality is not politically correct. But we're going to be more concerned about the transgendered rights.
Bathroom,
which is about 0.02% of the population or something, and gay and lesbian diversity, we're going to be more concerned about that than the fact that there's 105 million people in America completely without jobs. It's like there's this gross imbalance that is promoted by mainstream media. And
let's change their name to lame brain media. Or the mushroom.
It's lame brain. And that's maybe giving them, that implies there's some sort of brain there. I'm not sure there is, you know. The appointment of Dr. Carlson is a very positive thing.
Yeah, now, of course, we have a couple of appointees that are slightly concerning. I'm a little concerned about the idea that they may put Bolton in.
I don't think they will. I don't believe that he will. I think
now, one of the things that Joel Scouse mentioned is that Petraeus and Hillary Clinton have been locked up on a number of policies. So there may be, and those emails, by the way, never showed up before the FBI. So you have to be concerned that Petraeus may not be the perfect candidate. We do need somebody that's hard-nosed to be State Department, because they have to work on two sides, on the business side and on the military side, dealing with both sides of these issues, with State Department issues.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Secretary of Commerce does a fair amount on the business side, but he has to march in lockstep with the Secretary of State.
Right.
And I think this is very important. We've got to bring our factories back.
We have to fix a few things besides, I mentioned before, occupational medicine is number one besides the tariff and the other policies to repatriate money. You got to control OCMED costs.
Absolutely.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tim, there's lots of amazing things going on in the news. Some of them are sneaky behind the scenes. For example, the gradual biometrification of money. I just saw on Drudge today that the smartphone is able to do now face recognition. Wow. I mean, things are moving along either at a crawl or at a pace, and people aren't paying attention to these
developments. Well, you know, when they talk about the mark of the beast, it says your forehead are your hand,
which means what you think and what you do. You have to do both.
Well, it may be facial recognition as well.
Well, it also has to mean what you agree to, which is global warming and the carbon credit garbage and the population control and the sacrament of abortion. Because remember, leftist,
by the way, a fellow peer of mine, Viscount Monkington, has come out and says, you know, it's the end of this global warming scam.
Right.
He has mathematical proof that it's a scam. Of course, I think any intelligent person already knew it was a scam.
Right.
To a large extent, what global warming, besides an opportunity to make some money selling carbon credits, what it really was an attempt to keep the European and pan-European powers like the United States and Canada and Europe and Japan and so forth in a box of reducing the burning of coal, et cetera, while the selected areas of the world that all the factories were being shipped to, like China and various third world countries, these places weren't under that self-imposed carbon BS. So, you know, we have, and one of the things that Trump wants to do is to basically take a meat axe to the Environmental Protection Agency, which I think is a fantastic thing. I know a guy that owns a large bakery. Now, I mean, this is, he bakes bread that goes in to grocery stores all over, and it's you know, the sliced bread. He's a major bakery concern. They told him, the EPA told him, he had to spend about $750,000 to put a scrubber on his natural gas fired ovens. Why would you have to put a scrubber on?
Well, you see, that's that crazy environmentalism. But here's something that does need to be happening. They need to get rid of these what I call crazy regulations, because remember, there's 500 regulations that Obama put in by executive order. Each one cost $100 million.
Oh, yeah.
What they needed to do is something like fracking. Fracking in Oklahoma causes earthquakes, but fracking causes poisoning of the water. 5% of Americans, or 15 million, are exposed now to poisoned, fracked water that's getting into their food supply and their water supply. They need to stop it. And there are certain environmental things that are really easy. Just don't use that technology. Use microwaves. Continue fracking, but also get into primary water and recharge the aquifers like Ogallala. If you just simply do those things without putting an industry or individuals crazy regulations and say, hey, we're not going to do chemical fracking anymore. We're going to use this technology.
And we need to get out of the business of nuclear power plants.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. Firstly, we can convert in 6 months them all to LNG, liquid natural gas, and we can transition to fusion reactors. I've talked about now for 8 years how to build a tokamak fusion reactor, and last February last year, the Lockheed Martin came up with a plan for 28 by 32 foot tokamak fusion reactor, and I can give exquisite details how to build a damn thing, because I have a background in nuclear physics. I can tell you, it's not difficult. You have two torsion fields,
you know,
bring in
helium-3
ions, and it creates a plasma field that you can draw off energy, and it generates enough energy that the one that they talked about would generate power for 80,000 homes. We could build large enough plasma reactors that are basically based on helium-3 mined from the moon, which, by the way, we're back and forth all the time. It's not like we haven't been there for 30 years or 40 years. It's just ridiculous. Everything is ridiculous.
You know, I've been a consultant to some aerospace design bureaus. And one of the things that I learned is that there are quite a number of really advanced military technologies that are deep-sixed that never hit the market because they involve either free energy or near-free energy.
Right.
And
there's probably dozens of types of free energy technologies, not just one or two.
Oh, at least, yeah, at least. And, I mean, I've known, for instance, Dr. Nakametz, who has more government patents of invention than any human being in history, and I'm including Tesla and Alexander Graham Bell and so forth in that. I know the man quite well and his wife. And
you saw a demo yourself personally, didn't you?
No, that was somebody else. But
I'm talking about Nakametz anti-gravitonic technology. Remember that?
No, you're confusing two stories.
Okay, I'm talking about the one where
stories. The one that I saw, the one that was demonstrated to me was Hal Watch Press's.
Oh, Hal Watch Press. Right.
Multipolar magnet.
It's multipolar.
Yeah.
But you mentioned Nakametz had an offer that he couldn't refuse, that if you didn't kind of deep six his technology.
He described to me, and I'm pretty certain it was, they were cut out for the Rothschilds, he had been offered an insane amount of money for a patent that he had to, as part of the engine process, basically it simply separated the hydrogen from H2O and burned the hydrogen in the, hydrogen burns quite beautifully in an internal combustion engine. You might have to reset the Venturi valves, but it does at least as good as gasoline. And the only side effect is you might get a little water vapor. But he was offered a fortune. He's not the only person to have come up with something like that, but he was offered a fortune. And my advice to him was, I said, well, Dr. Nakamats, I would take the money and run, because you're very well connected, very well known. I mean, he's a household name in Japan. And I said, they're dealing with you with respect, but if push comes to shove, they'll deal with your next of kin. And he looked at me very serious, and he says, yes, I think you're correct. And I said, well, another talk of it again, I'm sure. Because there's always non-disclosure agreements and stuff.
Right.
And we have it. But, yeah, there's been the Hal Watchpress thing was he was one of five people written up at the turn of the century by Aviation Week and Space Technology as the technologies that were really going to change everything. And I had it demonstrated to me in London. And it wasn't supposed to be. But anyway, you know, you see all, you hear all kind of stuff. And I said, wow. I literally was one of a couple times in my life for a few seconds. I was absolutely speechless. And I said, this would change everything. Well, it's Deep Six. And there are a lot of things like that, both in terms of military technology and in terms of...
of course.
Just power and things that would change our lives so much for the better. Better's Deep Six because the globalists want to maintain control over the production of energy. And we really are in a universe that is absolutely full of free energy.
Right.
And Tesla knew that, by the way.
Well, he was developing. Remember, he had the Tesla car. I think it was 1932. He was driving around.
Big Packard.
And what he did is it's a big damn car. And he adjusted these old-style tubes, you know, in other words, the old radio tubes.
He went to radio supplies, and he put a DC motor in it. He replaced the regular gas-fired motor with a DC motor and a few things that he bought at a radio supply store, and he was just driving around very fast. And, of course,
up to 90 miles an hour.
Motor produces, a lot of torque. So, I mean, you know, man, you got a rocket, engine practically. And but they didn't want that.
He had to drive around all day with no physical source of energy other than energy from the vacuum.
Well, once you talk about zero-point energy, essentially they say a teacup full of zero-point energy would be like all the energy you need to power everything on Earth. Essentially, I think you start getting into quantum physics and into what I call quantum theology, where this sea of what they call a zero-point energy is probably... You know, that's probably part of God's energy. There is no, if you really look at quantum physics, there is no matter. Matter is merely vibrating strings of energy at certain frequencies. And when you really get into quantum physics, all that was is, all that is, and all that will be is. Great definition of the Christian concept of eternity, but it's not a theological definition. It's a science definition in terms of probably the most popular theory now in quantum physics, the superholographic universe model. Everything is already there. How does that work? Well, when you get into all that stuff, you find that we live in a sea of free energy, and our lives should be far better than what they are. A lot of stuff is being suppressed by the evil forces.
If you had free energy, imagine how the world would firstly be clean. Number two, anybody in any island would have enough energy with free energy to drive around the air. Do their crops, process food, do industry, build anything pretty well anywhere.
And also the free flying magnetic levitators and so forth. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to get into something not much bigger than a chair and fly any place on Earth and do so at hypersonic speeds. Now, granted, you have to have systems to steer people, and you don't run into one another and so forth. But we've already done a lot of research into that.
It's all doable.
It's all very doable. We could be living a kind of a Jetsons existence. And when you get into the whole medical thing, oh, my God, there's been so much suppressed. I mean, my poor wife died 17 and a half years ago of ovarian cancer. She was 43.
Yeah.
There was no reason for that.
By the way, the Italians... demonstrated in the Vatican, you know, that big area, the square of the Vatican, they had demonstrated a wand. It was developed by Italian scientists, cancer scientists. They can scan the wand over you and 99% chance it will pick up that you have cancer in your body. It'll go beep.
Well, that's
says,
interesting.
Oh, you got cancer. It picks up the harmonic resonant frequencies of cancer. That's just one device. We have the Metapathia, which we sell, the QRMA and Bioplasm. These are quantum devices. And I tell people, I told a gentleman yesterday, both him and his daughter are deathly ill with Lyme disease and its complications. She even developed cancer out of it. And I said, look, if I send you a Metapathia device, I can log on to TeamViewer 11. I can scan your body with just putting hydrophones on your head without taking off a piece of clothing and do a section like MRI, CT scan, right down to the pathogens, the tissues, the diseases, everything, even right down to your specific chromosomes and genes, remotely anywhere on Earth, just by logging onto TeamViewer 11 and logging into your system. The Russians developed the system. It's the Russian system for the cosmonauts in space. And I've advanced it further by actually being able to do oscillographic analysis of the spectral frequencies and my theory about aging, which I'm presenting a videotape, which I'll send over to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And that's why I have these MP3s of harmonic resonance of minerals, because I've cracked the code of what life is in terms of the harmonic resonance between your genetic material and your cell membranes. I call it M-E-M-B-R-A-I-N. I mean, the red M-E-M-B-R-A-N-E. And what people didn't understand, it's elegant, it's godly, it's simple, it's testable, it's verifiable. And the thing that's really amazing to me is they want to suppress medical advancement, continue to push toxic drugs, continue to push out-of-date treatments,
My first cousin invented code processing, code, what do you call it when you do milk?
Cold pasteurization.
Cold pasteurization. And you wouldn't need to can food. You could put it in like aluminum or packaging. You wouldn't need to be in cans. The food several years later would taste exactly like it came out of the field. Supposedly he committed suicide, but several of us don't think so. We think he was murdered to keep it off the market.
There's a new term since the Clintons have been on the scene. It's called fostercide.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he did something.
This was my first cousin. I grew up with him. He was a genius and then some. And he worked on this, and he turned up dead.
Now, Vince Foster, by the way, I got to say this about Vince Foster, because this fits in with how unlikely this is that this guy committed suicide. Foster did things that people in Cirque du Soleil couldn't do in Las Vegas. Okay? So, you know.
Yeah, Foster committed suicide, and then the blood ran uphill. Where they found him, and you know, there was all kind of little minor details that any crime investigator would say, well, yeah, right, it doesn't work that way. But there have been so many suppressed technologies, it's almost unbelievable. But if you really dig and you keep an open mind, you say, well, okay, they say this. Well, then dig some more. Find out if it's factual or has a reasonable chance of being factual. And when you do that, and I've done that a lot, but when you do that, you begin to see, you know, this world should be radically different than what it is. It should be so much better for every human being on this planet. We have monsters that are controlling things for some really twisted, virtually demonic reasons.
Well, look at Obamacare with death panels.
They even
have an ICD-9 code for the guillotine. I mean, people say, you got to be kidding. Are these guys laughing to you? Well, it did this. I mean,
you know, the insurance lobbyists wrote the bill, and now even most insurance companies have got out of it. It's so lousy. I mean, these clowns destruction is evil and easy, but construction takes a little bit of work.
That's why I've got to get my plans through the Trump, because if he plays around the edges of this problem, even just appealing Obamacare You can't leave people destitute that have pre-existing conditions. And you still have a ton of people that don't have insurance, and even the ones that do.
Well, he doesn't want to do that, though. He
can't afford the co-pays or the deductibles. So you can't play around the edges of health care. If you want to fix
it. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Look, do you realize that the majority of people in this country are not middle class anymore by definition?
Right.
And you have to be, a couple has to have, what, $54,000 or a single person, $54,000 a year to be middle class. And that's not in the big metropolitan areas. Then it's a lot more there. Well, a lot of people simply don't have that. And to say, okay, Obamacare is going to take care of everybody. Well, take care of everybody except there's a $5,000 or $10,000 out-of-pocket. Well, you know, if you're working at Mickey D's or working a couple jobs trying to keep your nose above water, you ain't got $5,000 or $10,000.
You don't have $1,000. In fact, they say three-quarters of people in America in the middle class couldn't put $1,000 together to repair their car or pay an emergency bill.
That's scary.
Yeah, that's scary.
And it shouldn't be that way.
No.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Cancellation day, or unawareness of the pathways to optimal wellness, and your unawareness of the geopolitical issues. Tim, your blog, of course, we have posted up regularly. We do videos. We can't do one today because of some other issues, but we'll probably get one done tomorrow. What is on your radar as the most important issue coming up in the next few days?
Well, the who Trump selects as Secretary of State, I think, is very important.
Right.
I think we need to pray for Trump. I think he's fighting our battle for us, and I think at least we can help him with our prayers. Prayer is a very powerful force, and if more Americans would pray for Trump and his success in making America great again, and for peace, and number one priority has got to be we've got to stay out of the Third World War. I think we will have peace and prosperity. We may have the greatest period of prosperity in America's history, and you can see the stock market that kind of thinks so because it's been shooting up. You know, I think that's all very, very important. And beyond that, I think the country needs to get back to God. We've allowed the demonic forces to drive us away from God and basic Christian concepts.
Let's call it out what it is. Anybody who's a Democrat needs to repent of being a Democrat. Anybody who's been a globalist, a Republican, needs to repent of it. Trump is basically founding a new party. It's based on populism, and hopefully the prayer will also make sure that the leaders he appoints will follow Trump's lead and actually be godly and not do globalist things.
By the way, it looks increasingly like in these recounts that, in fact, in one of them, Hillary's actually losing votes. So it looks like they're not going to be able to pull off a little coup and put Hillary in.
First of all, that's not going to happen. They're just trying to take away, you know, there's never been a vote.
If they could do it, they'd do it, believe me.
What they're trying to do is two things. One, if they could delay the vote by the electors, and there's one elector apparently in Texas is saying he's not going to vote for the Republican for Donald Trump. Well, let me tell you.
Yeah, but he's pledged to vote that way, and Texas state law requires him to. But
if he doesn't, he should get arrested.
Well, he should be arrested. He's a jerk. But. I mean, this battle is very real, and this battle literally will determine whether most of us live or die, because the route the globalists had us on was the route towards World War III, and that's towards our destruction. And it's just as we were talking about how great the world could be if some of these suppressed technologies were unsuppressed. There's no reason why we shouldn't be in a very prosperous time. There's no reason why we need 105 million people out of work.
Oh, absolutely. This is all a satanic, demonic game. And the devil's
people
laughing.
Are worth trillions, wanting even more, you know, at our expense.
Exactly.
Crazy.
So we'll do a video
get
tomorrow.
Right with God, folks.
Thank you, Tim. Amazing blog every
thank you, Dr.
Tuesday and Thursday, and we'll do videos as well. Coming up tomorrow, of course, we have Harley Schlanger from Berlin to give us a perspective on what's going on with Angela Merkel and her new burqa ban, and much more with the bank collapse in Italy, likely to bring down Deutsche Bank, and much more. Coming up also, Dr. Bob Thiel will be back with his updates on what's going on with the Trump presidency and prophetic issues. Stay tuned. Keep praying. Get your NutriMeds, stay well, and be a NutriMed Santa. Call us.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.